Radio, the best second part of any wrestling radio show in the world. I'm your host with the most, Donald Wood. To my left, Brandon Gavin. To my right, Mike Hiari. Guys, let's do this. You guys pumped?
The fuck was that?
I don't know what happened.
They're handguns.
No, that's a handgun.
No. That's like a hand shotgun. Like that's a hand cannon or something, dude. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's a handgun.
I'm doing bang bang like I'm like
pew,
I'm
pew.
Mick Foley.
Like I'm Mick Foley, yeah. Well, I'm Cactus Jack actually when I'm dropping that bow. Come on, let's be real. Oh, it is draft time! Oh my god, I'm so excited for this. This is something so off the board for us, something we've never done. Instead of drafting people from eras and making it into a card, we've decided to give a little bit of a, throw a little wrench in the works, you might say, if you will. WrestleMania is approaching, so we decided to draft the best WrestleMania matches in history, make a card out of them. Mike Hiari, explain exactly what we're going to be doing. The order, the rounds, give the fans some deets.
Well, you just basically explained it. But, yeah, we're going to be drafting from any WrestleMania match that's ever occurred in the history of the Showcase of Immortals. We're going 10
so
rounds.
Starcade? So Starcade matches are available, if I'm not correct, right?
Nope. I'll be drafting first.
Wow.
Ani will be drafting second, and BG will be drafting third. There's only two rules in this draft. The first being, you have to take at least one tag team match, and the second being, you once you take a match involving a certain wrestler, you can't take another match with that same wrestler. So you're only using one wrestler one time.
So
and other
you,
than
so,
that,
so if you draft Hulk Hogan versus Andre the Giant, that's the only match on your card that can consist of Hulk Hogan or Andre the Giant.
Correct. You've
okay.
got something
okay.
right.
Cool. Thank you. Just making sure, because when
no
I roll
problem.
Your ass, I want to remember all this.
Okay. How long? How many rounds are we going to go in before you try to take a guy two times? That's what I'm wondering.
Three, hopefully.
Yeah, we'll see.
Don't
see
be
if
jealous.
We're that lucky.
Don't be jealous. Go.
Okay, I'll
you
pick.
You got first pick. You just told me.
I'm glad I was told about this tag team rule.
I didn't know about it either, honestly. He's fucking making shit up.
Tag team rule.
No, I think you're a fucking liar.
That never was said.
Yeah, you're a liar.
Okay, well, it doesn't have to be a rule then, and I'm still taking what I'm taking, which is the TLC WrestleMania 17 match, Edge and Christian versus the Dudley Boys versus the Hardy Boys.
That's your first pick?
That's the first pick overall? Is that for real?
Absolutely. This is a draft, not about taking the best matches necessarily right away. It's a draft about strategy.
Oh, you know what? You are completely and utterly right about that, and I don't doubt that at all.
Thanks.
Sorry.
Hurrah.
So I'm going to take Stone Cold Steve Austin against Bret the Hitman Hart at WrestleMania 13.
Good pick.
Yeah,
but
No. That's a great pick, Mike Hiari. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, it is. And you'll see. Don't worry. I know. Oh, he got Bret the Hitman Hart and Stone Cold in one match. Could have been two separate matches. Take it easy, Mark. That is my favorite match in all of WrestleMania history. And you could say it's the best WrestleMania match ever. So I'm going to take that. Hedge my bets a little bit, maybe.
I don't disagree, but it's also going to make the rest of your card weaker. And I'm good
yikes,
with that.
Yikes. I don't agree with that at all. Yikes. Take a nap. BG?
Good transition.
Smooth.
I agree with you guys on this whole strategy thing.
Yikes. I don't like that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to take two matches that were at the very top tier of my rankings. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat versus Randy Savage from WrestleMania 3 and Owen Hart versus Bret Hart from WrestleMania 10.
Oh, okay. I can dig that, actually. I like that. That's pretty good pick.
I gotta say, guys.
What?
To start this, I think we all did very good.
Okay, fine. Now we're all. Is this self gloating overwards? I'm gonna
you
take.
Go fuck yourself, though.
I'm gonna take one match. I'm not a huge fan of this match, but I know how much people love it. I'm gonna take The Rock versus Hulk Hogan, WrestleMania 18. Yeah, you can say it. Go ahead, say it. Say how good I am, Mike. I say the words.
Well, you hate the match, so, I mean, it's kind of odd.
Yikes.
It is odd.
Go ahead.
It's very odd. I am going to take Slim Pickens. I'm kidding. I'm going to take the Ultimate Warrior against Randy Savage, WrestleMania 7, as my first. And then I'm going to go with...
It's so hard.
I know it's tough because you got to think about further down the line than just this pick. Okay, I'm gonna go Bret Hart against Rowdy Roddy Piper from WrestleMania 8.
Really just watched that today. Such a good match. So when Bret gets busted open, the whole complexion of the match changes. It's so good. Also, Bobby, the Brain Heenan on commentary is like, it's on another level, dude.
He's best ever.
Okay. Is it back to me now?
It is.
Okay. Oh, shit. Okay. I'm looking over my card. I don't have Undertaker. I don't have Shawn Michaels. I'm going to take Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels. WrestleMania! BG, Mikey, which one did you like more, 25 or 26?
Not telling.
Just tell me. Just tell
Why
me
would
one
I
you
tell
say.
You?
BG.
You're just going to take the other one.
BG, what did you say? I have one circled right here that I'm ready to take.
I can't because I can't say it.
Okay, 25. I'm taking WrestleMania 25.
You son of a bitch.
Okay. So
you know that's the one I like.
Okay. I forgot. So now I just rub it in your face. But go ahead, BG. You got two in a row now.
Taking that other one. 26.
He sounds so jaded. This is just awful.
And Stone Cold versus The Rock, WrestleMania 17.
Good one. Very good one. I'm up next, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take Daniel Bryan versus Triple H.
Wow.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Sorry, man. Had to do it. That's Daniel Bryan's best WrestleMania match. Honestly, it's one of Triple H's best WrestleMania matches, too. So, and I wasn't going to take Triple H against him. Go ahead.
What?
Mike, you're right.
I'm going to take that other Stone Cold Rock match from WrestleMania 15. And then I am going to go with... Ooh. Now I can save that. See, the good thing about this is I'll just... I already have Shawn Michaels against Razor Ramon ladder match saved because you guys both have Shawn Michaels, so I can just wait until the last round for that.
Cool. That's such a cool story, dude. Some of us love to wait on stuff. Some of us are aggressive. Some of us are passive, and I'm obviously aggressive, so please hurry up.
It is super cool. Thanks. I'm going to take The Undertaker against CM Punk, WrestleMania 29.
That's a good match. I mean,
I was there.
Sam's the table that didn't break, the announce table that didn't break, but yeah. It's good
that
match.
Added to it.
Sure. We'll go with that. I'm going to take Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar, WrestleMania 19.
What the fuck is going on
Are
here?
Are you mad, bro? Are you being mad, bro? Did I get you? I got you, didn't I? Come on. Did I get you or what? Are you sad facing or what?
Yeah.
Take a nut, bitch.
Very rude.
Motherfucker.
Beam.
You were muted for half of that.
What happened there?
Because I'm clicking on my computer and people can hear it, so I'm trying to mute in between that. That's why this segment is slow, because I'm not yelling as much, because I am on the wrong computer for this kind of stuff. So whatever, just deal with it. Can you please hurry up? This is ridiculous. You're really dragging your fat ass.
I'm taking Shane versus Vince from WrestleMania 17.
A good pick.
Guess. What's your other one?
Oh, man.
God damn it. You're being Joe slow
Yo,
right now.
Go fuck yourself.
If I could, my wife would be
shit.
Out of work. Come on.
I fucking hate you so much.
You love me. Come on.
What was that?
It was a kissy face. Mm-hmm. Just kissy face. All right. I got a soundbite for that, actually.
I'm taking the, Hardys versus Dudleys versus Edge and Christian in WrestleMania 2000.
That was next on my list. So you got me.
Fuck you.
So you got me.
I hate you so much.
Whatever. So you know what? I have to get you back because it's one of the only ways I can hurt you deep in your soul. And I'm going to take Edge versus Mick Foley. WrestleMania 22.
That's the one I was debating.
Masturbating? Of course you were.
No. Apparently.
Well, that doesn't hurt his soul at all because he couldn't have taken Edge again.
I can't take it.
I know, but I'm taking it. But go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to take Eddie Guerrero versus Kurt Angle from WrestleMania 20.
It's pretty good. I like that match a lot.
Great match. And then I am going to take... Let's go with...
Oh, my God. Jesus Christ, dude.
It's not easy.
You were fucking taking forever, dude.
How am I taking forever?
You're taking forever, dude.
I'm going to take...
Yeah, dude.
Seth Rollins versus Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns, WrestleMania 31.
Oh, my God. You people are killing me.
Now, let me ask you a question. With this, a money in the how does a Money in the Bank match work? I can't think any of the guys are in there?
It's one match because he interrupted it.
No, I'm sorry.
No, he's talking about
I'm
actual
asking,
Money in the
yeah,
Bank.
If you have someone
in it, then you can't use it.
Yeah, Jesus, that sucks
so
hard.
You shouldn't have anyone in looking at your card, though.
No, I do. I'm talking about the first one. No. Wait, yeah, the first one from 21. The first one? I have Edge.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
So I'll do what I have to do, and I'm going to take the one from WrestleMania 24. That's another one I had really high on my list. That's with MVP and Shelton Benjamin, Carlito, CM Punk, Johnny Morrison, Chris Jericho, Kennedy. So I'll take that one.
Kennedy.
Okay, I don't need you doing that. Yeah. Thanks very much. Go ahead. Anybody? Seriously, anyone who would be willing to go at this point?
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah, please, somebody. Shit, dude. Shit. You're just trying to kill time here. What the hell's going on? Can you come on?
A little bit. Okay. Daniel Bryan versus Randy Orton versus Batista. I'll take the match that he actually won the fucking titles.
Okay, I'll take the better match. That's fine with me. Go ahead. Yeah, you're just jealous? Go ahead. Come on back now. Go ahead.
And
just so sour on your end. I can tell. Take Diesel versus Shawn Michaels like I know you want to.
No, I don't like that match.
Come on, can you please fucking come on?
I'll
this is ridiculous,
take...
dude. Oh, my God.
Chris Jericho versus CM Punk.
Are you done?
Yeah, your turn.
Oh, my God. Rey Mysterio versus Eddie Guerrero WrestleMania 21.
Damn it.
It's a great pick. Don't even try it, dude. How many rounds of this? How many more do I have to go?
Once I finish this. I'm taking Floyd Mayweather Jr. versus The Big Show. No DQ from WrestleMania 24. I love that match.
Yikes.
Maybe we'll go watch that match ever.
I did. Believe me, I did. Act like I've never seen that. That's so fucking make
you. It feels like you haven't if you don't think that's a good match. No? Okay. And then I'm going to go with, because, I was there, saw it among the 93,000 at the Silver Dome. I'm taking Hulk Hogan against Andre the Giant from WrestleMania 3.
You are so full of fucking shit. It makes me sick to my stomach, dude. It really does.
What are you talking about?
It really does. You just make me sick.
Okay. You couldn't have taken that match anyways.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Were you going to try to?
No, I'm just looking over this list, and I'm looking over my list, and I don't have any guys left.
that's the challenge of it all.
I mean, I use, like, all the good guys.
Hey, you're taking so fucking long.
Oh, I'm like, out of guys, dude. I'm gonna take...
Hurry up.
Jeez Louise. Yikes.
And this is why I said you can't just jump into certain matches.
Okay, see, you can say whatever you want. My card's way better than yours already.
It sure
isn't.
Well, I have what I consider the second greatest WrestleMania match of all time. I'm just going to get it in the last round, so.
So you think that Shawn Michaels versus Scott Hall is the second best WrestleMania match of all time?
Absolutely. Oh. And if it's not second best in your mind or a lot of people's minds, it's right up there, of course.
It's a good match, for sure. I don't think it's the second best. That's ridiculous, frankly.
Well, I'm getting it at 30, so.
Cool fucking story, really, dude.
This is like it's gonna be like the Tom Brady.
Is it my turn?
No, it was Kane.
Oh, Scotty's still fucking sitting here.
Was Kane in my Money in the Bank match?
Yeah. Maybe you should know the match.
Gotta know.
I have it right here. Hold on a minute. Let me just take more time off. You guys, I asked you, but nope, he wasn't. So I'll take that. I'm going to take. Where is it? I'm gonna take Raven, Big Show, Kane, WrestleMania 17.
That was going to be BG's pick, probably.
No, he sounds devastated. That's the hardcore element I'm adding. Now I got to get one more. Jeez Louise.
So now it's my turn back to back, right? I'm finishing this off.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hulk Hogan versus the Ultimate Warrior, WrestleMania 6.
That's a steal.
Oh, Diesel. Shit, dude.
I'm sorry, Diesel.
Holy
I'm
shit, not, dude.
Take Diesel versus Taker.
I'm so sorry. I already have Taker. I can't do it, Diesel. I'm so sorry.
Whoa.
Oh, man, this last match.
Yikes. What is happening in your home, dude? I'm scared for you. You okay? Man.
All right. Wait, so what happens if someone you took interfered in a match?
Doesn't count.
That's fine.
I'm calling it. Doesn't count.
That's fine.
All right. Damn, do I take this one? Hold on, let me just see.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous, dude. Look at you, Dragon Ass. You're making for horrible radio.
No, they understand the pressure. The last, my last
pick. I feel like.
It's true.
And I got one more pick at this,
right?
Make
or break.
All right. Chris Benoit versus Kurt Angle, WrestleMania 17.
Okay.
Now we wait.
Yeah, now you got to wait again because I just fucking totally thought of something. No, he's in my other match. Damn it. Okay, I'm going to take John Cena versus JBL, WrestleMania 21.
That's not a good match, but good pick.
Was that not John Cena's first title win?
It was.
Okay, that's all. Sure was. That's what it's on all there right, for. It's Kiari. On there to get the John Cena name on there. That's all it's Kiari, there for.
I wish you the best.
Thanks. You too, buddy.
The man cutest, dude. I love how you say that.
After watching Donnie take John Cena against JBL, I'm going to go ahead and close this out with Shawn Michaels against Razor Ramon IC title ladder match from WrestleMania 10.
Yikes. I love how is it bad that I have John? Do either one of you have John Cena on your cards?
No, for a reason.
No, because plenty of people like John Cena. Now I have on my card. That's a fucking win.
The
match
like
blows.
Yeah,
I don't give a fuck.
Plenty of people who listen to this show like John Cena. Where have I been?
Yeah, plenty of people like John Cena who listen to the
yikes,
show.
Yikes, I don't think so.
I think that's a real thing. Hey, regardless, my card blows
it was,
yours out of the fucking
I listed
water,
60, no, I listed 73 matches. Over 60 matches.
My original list had like 100-something matches. John Cena versus JBL, nowhere to be found.
Have it.
I had them on
my debate was between Chris Benoit versus Kurt Angle, Triple H versus Brock Lesnar. Just to get those names on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I got John Cena on my card. What is the big deal?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous. So you don't have Brock Lesnar on your card, you don't have John Cena. I've got both of those guys. Well, I think I completely handled both of you. I've got the best array of talent. I've touched on everybody in every generation. I think I handled this far better than either one of you. I think I'm gonna run away with this, to be honest with you.
I disagree, and where it got you is you jumped on just what you thought were the best matches at the start, which is okay, whatever, if that's what you want to do, but it cost you in the end, whereas BG and I were still drafting top-notch matches at the end.
We remember because we watched these things. John Cena versus JBL is just going to be a mid-card fluff match for me, and that's still John Cena's first title wins. I don't care.
I don't have
all.
Any such matches.
Yeah, I have just strictly incredible matches.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see. Yeah, you know what? We'll see what the fans say when I dominate the shit out of both of you. So we'll handle that business. Thanks so much for your time. That was. Really
I don't even know what half of your card is because you didn't fucking do this yourself.
Oh, I didn't. I don't know what you're
talking
about.
I don't even care what your card is.
You know what? Good, because when I beat you, it's going to make you look like a fucking fool for saying things like that. So I really enjoy that.
First of all, you don't have a better card.
I do have a better card. My fucking card has way more depth than yours.
Second of all, no.
Yes, it does.
Depth is definitely what you don't have over me.
Are you kidding?
Because
you're looking
not over my card.
Because all you see is my last one on this thing.
And second of all, the way that you act is not going to make people want to vote for you.
Please, it's not about how I act or how you act. It shouldn't be. It should be about who's got the best card, isn't that right?
It's about both.
But you lost in all of those categories.
Please stop.
You even took matches that you hate.
Yeah, because I know where my bread is buttered. You unfortunately don't know nothing about nothing. You don't know nothing about nothing, boy. That's my new song. You don't know nothing about nothing. But okay, that was it. So Mike Chiari, you did a good job, I guess. BG, you also did just okay. Both of you will lose to the dominant male, Donald Wood. That's my new nickname. I'm trying it out.
We already know it was Fat Midget.
It's Fat Midget, that's right. Dominant male, Fat Midget. It's can't all go away one and the same, dude. Really, if you think about it, it's not the same at all. But yes, any other comments about this? This was pretty fun. I enjoyed this. The first match draft we did, it was a little tough at the end. I understand you think you know everything, but it did get tough at the end. Did take Floyd Mayweather versus Big Show, so please don't fucking throw stones at me, okay?
It's an amazing
match. I'd rather watch John Cena JBL than Floyd Mayweather Big Show, just being honest.
Never.
With you.
Absolutely never.
BG?
I plead the fifth.
Why? Say what you mean. Have a fucking set of balls and say what you think.
Wow.
Say it, dude. Come on.
I think I won. Honestly.
That's what I'm saying, but okay. Fine. I think you won. That's obviously incorrect.
I have like half of the greatest WrestleMania of all time.
Yeah, and I got the other half. And Mike Chiari's just a guy.
No, you don't. You don't have anything from it. Oh, you have one match from it.
So fucking cute. That's so cute of you. Listen, take a nap with all the big boys talk. Okay, guys, thank you for listening. If you want, you've obviously got an opinion. You've obviously already taken a side in this argument. How do you get involved? You go to patreon.com/ringrustradio. You donate $1 per month or more. That's it. $1 per month or more. And you get the chance to hang out with us and vote with who you think won. Obviously, I did. Donald Wood.
Wait, what?
You get to hang out with us and vote. That's what you're doing. They're hanging out with us by voting with us.
That doesn't sound accurate.
I don't think you have any idea what this is.
No. What do they do?
They vote for us. If you donate $1, you get to vote on this card.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, that sounds actually... So wait, they get to pick which one of us wins?
Exactly.
My God, are you so basically this
you
is a popular
Donald Wood?
This is a popularity contest. I'm the most popular, so this is perfect for me.
Yikes, it doesn't seem that way.
Yikes, it seems like
21%?
Okay, take it easy, Mark. You're always talking about go back to the draft before that where I won, so you're gonna fucking cry about that?
No, that was a totally different thing.
Exactly. I'd fucking bitch slap you around. Exactly.
You didn't win actually. BG won the one before that.
No, he didn't. I did.
No, I didn't.
Nope.
No, you didn't, dude. But you're gonna win this fantasy, which sucks for all of us. Okay, let's do fantasy standings time.
Yeah, let's do this.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. Currently in last place at -50 is Tay. He's got a stronghold on ninth place.
I feel like he's gonna finish last.
Feels that way. In eighth place at -2.5 is Alex. In 7th at 15 is Ryan. In 6th at 25 is Angel. In 5th, it's me, 57.5. In 4th, not that much further ahead of me, is Donnie, 65.
We said the same thing last week. We haven't moved at all.
I know. We just can't. Well, you have nobody wrestle. That's your problem. Your top guy's got a broken face.
You don't have anybody wrestling either, dude.
Finn Balor had a great match. Just talked about it.
The one match the whole season, pretty much.
Two.
Okay, you fair. No, and I was wrong. I'll admit it.
In third place at 102.5 is Joe. In second at 110 is Noah. And in first, 132.5 is BG.
Do you think BG loses or what?
Yes. No, because AJ Styles is going to win at WrestleMania.
God damn it.
I'm probably right back.
Oh, probably Ryback. No.
Probably
true.
A title win. God damn it. This is bullshit, dude. This is bullshit BG win. I hate it.
I say it's better than you
winning. Why it's left to lose this weekend.
Oh, that's garbage that you said that, Mike.
Well, I didn't want you to win because you were such a cocky asshole.
You're a cocky asshole. You're the definition.
No, I'm not.
You come on this show and you tell people they're assholes for no reason at all. You're just a dick.
I think they understand before they even listen to the show that you're an asshole.
Yeah, Mike, yeah, they do.
People love it.
Who are we saying is an asshole?
Mike Chiari.
Donnie, you're an asshole.
No, you're a BG. Can we all agree BG's an asshole?
No.
For winning? Mike Chiari, you're losing because of BG, so...
You had the first pick.
Yeah. I know, and I took it home. It's too bad fucking Roman Reigns couldn't get over. He sucks too bad. I underestimated how hard he sucks is what happened. I underestimated how bad he sucks, and it came back to bite me.
Good thing you got John Cena and Seth Rollins, who are well ahead of schedule and putting in the extra effort.
Sting and Tyson Kidd doing well.
The neck team over there.
The neck tease. That's my favorite. Okay. Okay, let's do it. It is time for emails, guys. Keep them short, keep them sweet, keep them pertinent to what we're talking about, but not exactly what we're talking about. RingRustRadio@yahoo.com. That's how you get a hold of us. God, I'm in speed motion right now. Had 14 Red Bulls and no sleep. Let's do this thing. Mike Chiari.
This is from Christopher Bad News Brown.
I like that nickname. I've been watching a ton of he just walked out on his team in Survivor Series.
He just did it.
Shut up.
Even though he's not alive. Okay. Subject is Seth Rollins. This is a Patreon email.
Yikes.
You want your email read. See, you told me to say this.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it.
Good. Thank you. About time.
I learned.
For real, you did. This is great.
Hey, Ring WrestleManiacs. First off, congrats to... First off, see, you're being a jerk, and now you're going to feel bad. First off, congrats to Donnie and family on the baby on the way.
I wasn't being a jerk, but this is very nice.
You were. Do we have any idea when Seth Rollins is expected to return? Nope. Between taking the RKO and then winning the title last year, it will be a really different look to have him not there at all this year. In my opinion, he stole the show. Is there any shot he returns and costs Reigns the title or helps him this year? I'd like to hear your fantasy booking of a Seth Rollins return, not necessarily at Mania, but in general. And where does he go from here? Donnie, when it comes to gifts for your child, two words, wrestling figures. Then Bray Wyatt can finally be the champion in the WWE.
Okay, that's
Donald
dumb.
Wood Wrestling
stop.
Entertainment.
That's
dumb. That sounds like the worst company
stop,
ever.
Stop. That's not what it'd be called. It'd be called DWCW, Donald Wood Championship Wrestling.
All three of you guys, keep up the awesome chowder. Ring, Rust Rocks.
Ring, Rust Rocks. Yeah. Ring, Rust Rocks. You're all off. You're all so horrible. Please stop.
You're off.
Yeah, you suck.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. Yours truly, Chris Bedwetter Brown from Downington.
Whoa!
I knew that would get over.
That's dumb. Hello. Yep. Do you know one telltale sign of a serial killer is when they pee their bed as an adult?
Is that right?
You.
Yep. So, just a FYI in case you needed to know.
I didn't.
Okay. There you go. Now you do.
Okay. The idea that I brought up for Seth Rollins a couple weeks ago that I would love to see would be for him to show up in the main event of WrestleMania, help Roman Reigns win the title against Triple H, hit Triple H with a chair, do the opposite thing of what he did to break up the Shield, and then reform the Shield. But the problem with that, obviously, is that Seth Rollins is injured and probably won't be ready to go for quite a while. You could still do it, but he wouldn't be able to wrestle full-time or anything like that, or wrestle at all. He could just do an appearance or whatever. But if you're not going to do that, I would still have him come back in some capacity to reform the Shield, because I think that would be huge, and you could really set up for Reigns to break it up a second time and then do a heel turn and then maybe eventually do a triple threat. So whenever Seth comes back, whether it's Money in the Bank or SummerSlam or whatever, I would play out a pretty similar scenario. Have him help Reigns or Ambrose or whoever might be going after the title or defending the title against like an authority-backed guy. Have Seth Rollins help them reform the Shield. And I think that would be obviously an amazing moment. We would all pop really hard for a reformation of the Shield. And then all kinds of potential storylines moving forward from that. And, of course, they're probably going to have a hard time bringing him back as a heel. So might as well bring him back as a face.
BG, I'll let you go first before I say my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to speculate when he returns. But when he does, he obviously has to be a babyface. I think he can be the top babyface. Obviously not in terms of like John Cena, but just being that number one guy that they can rely on in the sense of here's the number one guy that we're going to push on the show, like what they're trying to do now with Ambrose and Reigns. He has that type of talent. He did a great job as a heel, but obviously it would be a mistake to have him come back in that role. I said all along that if he's not ready to return by SummerSlam, that I'd hold him off to be a surprise entrant in the Rumble and have him win it.
Okay, I want to hold him off television and anything else until he's 100%. Don't bring him back early. Don't rush him back. This is not. I want him for the future. This is a dude who's obviously proved himself when he was champion, and he could be a big-time player moving forward. Let's not F around. This is not the time nor the place. With that said, I like the idea of the Shield reformation because I think that Ambrose stays face. I don't think Roman goes heel. And I think Rollins, there's no way you can keep him from going face. But I don't like the idea of them being like the quintessential heel that we know, or the quintessential Shield that we know. Sorry. I like the idea of like a loose affiliation between the three of them. They come together when needed, but they're still individual guys. They don't really they run together.
Oh, they're like the coalition, you might say.
No, they're more like how the Four Horsemen were. to where they're all independent guys. They all do their own thing. But when needed, they come out to help each other, or they come out to, you know what I mean, do the thing. As faces, they're not going to come out and help each other like when they're trying to cheat and stuff like that. But they always have each other's back. Like if you're fucking with Ambrose, you know that Rollins and the other one aren't there or aren't too far behind.
The other one.
The other one. That's Roman Reigns. I don't even want to utter a stupid name. BG?
Next email comes from Adam Giant Gonzalez.
Oh my god. Ooh,
doesn't get any better than that.
It does. Literally, it literally any of these words. Gonzalez.
Well,
this Donnie, one's an idiot.
Well, this was a Patreon
idiot, dude.
Donnie, this was a Patreon email.
And he got ripped off. And he got ripped the fuck off.
He got
dude.
Giant Gonzalez. I mean, I can't really do any better than that.
I know, and that's the saddest fucking testament to your fucking work.
$5 guarantees you get an awesome nickname and your email and your email.
No,
right on the
it
show.
Guarantees you get a nickname. Awesome is subjective.
Dear Ring Rusters, I was watching Sold Out 98 the other day. That's why. And when
is
Jericho,
is this me writing in emails?
Probably. And when Jericho came out to his Break Down the Walls music play, and it got me thinking about entrance music. What your guys' favorite entrance music now and from back in the day?
Hold on, stop for a minute.
They must have dubbed that in.
They did. Jericho's music was something different in WCW.
Yeah, this is confusing.
His music, like, I remember hearing it, like, during SportsCenter highlights, like, what his music was.
You can go, it's literally generic, found in a sound bank music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can Google it. It's on the YouTubes, so just enjoy that. But no, it's that's not his music. You got tricked. And that's something I watching old WCW things, because they had a lawsuit with that one WCW guy, and that almost sucks. And almost all the music is different. ACW is the same, but ACW is different for another reason. They didn't care about copyright issues.
Yeah, that sucks.
They're like, we're going to use actual Alice in Chains and Public Enemy, and we're not going to care what you think.
Yeah. Sad.
My favorite music now is definitely New Day, because you know when they come out, something awesome is about to happen. And from back in the day, I'd have to say Ultimate Warrior. Even though it's simple, when that music hit, you knew the energy that was coming out of that curtain. Thanks for everything, guys, and keep up the good work. And as always, Ring Rust.
Ring Rust.
Sincerely, Adam Khan. P.S. Fuck the melts. And fuck that Sudoku fuck from Twitter.
Yep.
Yeah, best email ever.
Agreed.
Yeah. All right, Current.
By the way, when he listens to this, he's going to be so pissed.
Yeah, he's going to be very mad.
He is. No, he's probably going to love it, actually.
Oh, my God. I'll mark it out, bro.
I'm famous. I'm still famous now. Current. I'm a big fan of Roman Reigns' music because it's from The Shield. And Kevin Owens is really good. All-time DX.
Mike,
Current, I like Sasha Banks, Finn Balor, awesome music, and The Miz, of course, just the best. Past, Hulk Hogan, Real American, Terry Bollea, and also Stone Cold Steve Austin, classic, Glass Shatters.
I have Shinsuke Nakamura's New Japan music, and Mike Bennett's TNA music for right now, and ever, Ric Flair and Randy Macho Man Savage. Classic pieces of music.
You loved Macho Man's because then you knew what it felt like to graduate.
That was every time he did it, I would throw my hat in the air and everybody didn't understand why. They're like, why are you pretending? I'm like, shut up. This GED is just as good. But for real, it is. What? You mess with my GED?
Move on.
Whatever, fuck you.
Jerk.
What is it, me reading?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yike, I can't even. I did the singular of yikes. I did yike.
Yike.
Yike. It's yike only one. Yari. It's not two. It's only one. This is from Dale. Oh, no.
Fuck yes. This is one of my all-time best creations, I think.
This is from Dale Earnhardt Priest Holmes.
Wow.
Oh, no. I apologize.
Nickname. Always a crowd pleaser.
I apologize to the fans, Mike Chiari's
apologize.
Comments and nicknames.
One of the greatest NASCAR drivers of all time and one of the greatest fantasy football running backs of all time in one. In one.
Without a lick of sense anywhere. Mark out moment, guys. Hi, Ring Rusters. As wrestling fans, we all have moments we mark out for. I was wondering what your very first mark out moment was. Mine was when the Ultimate Lucha... When the Ultimate Warrior beat the Honky Tonk Man for the IC title. I got Lucha on the mind. It's better than all this. Thanks for the hours of content. Ring Rust!
Ring Rust!
Dave...
No, it doesn't say Dave at all.
Whatever, I'm done.
V and L are the same to you at this point.
I have nothing left. Do you want me to answer first?
Sure.
So I did a little homework for this one.
When AC3,
A little homework for this one, okay? Because this was when you're younger.
Like, why would you need to do homework if you just know it?
Because it was when I was younger, and I don't really know what my first mark was.
It's a lie. It has to make something.
It's a lie. You're lying.
Ready? No, I called my uncle. Who I watched wrestling with. I did not watch wrestling with friends. I was
using
my
uncle. Your sources?
So I literally used my sources, and I called my uncle, and I said, hey, listen, I haven't talked in a while. I figured out here's a shoot you a call for shits and gigs, but also answer this question I got. I said, what was the my first time I really marked out for wrestling? And he said, after we went to an ECW show, and I was on the Hardcore TV, I was on, there was a clip where they panned through the audience, and it was me and my uncle. And he said, I marked out for myself the first time. So my first mark-out wrestling moment was for me. So that's the truth. And from there, I was like, oh, it's so shit. And then I loved wrestling from that point on. He said I was about 7 or 8 years old at that time, which fits in to everything. Go ahead.
Mine was
Nothing
when Sean...
I like it. You no-sold me. Fuck you. I did research and everything. Eat shit.
Mine was when Shawn Michaels beat Bret Hart for the world title at WrestleMania 12, the Iron Man match.
What year was that?
I started 95.
And how old
were
you?
96, rather.
How old were you?
It was 96. I was 6.
Yikes!
Why is that yikes?
Because you don't remember that, that's why.
Yes, I do. It was the first WrestleMania I watched.
You just said
live.
You were 7 or 8, so...
Yeah, and I marked out for myself. I wasn't marking out for the wrestling.
Watching wrestling in 1995, Shawn Michaels is instantly my favorite wrestler, and then the first WrestleMania I watched live on Illegal Scrambler Box was WrestleMania 12, so Shawn Michaels beating Bret Hart, his first world title, easily my first mark-out moment.
What was second, Andre being slammed by Hogan?
Yeah, I loved it.
Okay.
700 pounds.
He was, 700 pounds, and Hogan tore everything in his back to do it.
He didn't say that.
We don't even know if he was going to win that.
He didn't even say that on the road, so I don't even know if that's true. It was a shoot. I buy that because now it's under oath.
Yeah.
Terry Bollea wouldn't lie to me. Hogan, though, he'd lie to me.
I can't even. I don't
he
even know
said that,
on
too.
The stand.
He's like, Hulk Hogan lies. Terry Bollea doesn't. He said that.
That is all true.
Asshole. BG?
My favorite. I was 7 years old, Donnie, since this is so vital to you. Bret Hart beating Owen Hart. SummerSlam 1994 was the first match.
You couldn't possibly remember something when you were 7 years old.
You can't. If I can't, you can't.
You can't remember something from yesterday, so that's not really.
I can't remember stuff from earlier today. Earlier in the show, dude. Yeah, let's say the show is so long, I've forgotten most of the beginning of it. Okay, next email, please.
Start with Mark Henry.
This is from Jeff, the headbanger sanger. It's good, right? Okay.
At least it rhymes.
It rhymes.
At least it rhymes. You're slowly redeeming yourself with your rhyming. It's like trust. You spend your whole life building it, and it can be lost in just a moment. And that's
my rhyming's always been on fleet.
Aries Berry is not a fucking acceptable rhyme.
Jerry Berry thought it was amazing, so that's all I care about.
Well, with a name like Jerry Berry, can you really trust him? That's all I'm saying.
Wow. That's so nice.
You're a jerk. Subject is WWF versus WCW. It's a Patreon email. Hey, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen of Ring Rust.
Ring Rust. Good job, Dick.
Out of here, jerk. Long time listener, third time writer, and Patreon contributor. In the Monday Night Wars era of wrestling, if the two companies went head to head in a once, not twice, in a lifetime pay per view, who would be your dream matches if the two companies faced off? A couple of his are Sting vs. Undertaker, Goldberg vs. Stone Cold Steve Austin, Macho Man vs. The Rock, and New Age Outlaws vs. Harlem Heat. What would be your dream matches if the two companies actually met face-to-face, and who would win? By the way, Donnie, to answer your question, and this, by the way, this was my question, Jeff.
What are you talking about? This is my question.
No, it was mine. About I brought up this whole issue that I had with NCIS, and this Jeff is
what
a Navy vet.
About? We all talked. We all brought it up and talked about it.
No.
Why are you
no.
taking credit for things? BG, are you hearing this? Were we not in that conversation?
I thought I was here.
Fucking
yeah, you were there, but I brought up
the you were just there, he said. You were just a fucking...
There.
Dude, you're just
you
basically
there.
A fucking stand-in.
I brought up the question of if there are really this many murders in
Yikes.
The Navy.
Feels like
and
you're
Jeff...
ignorant.
Sounds like I know what happened. And Jeff said there's maybe been one murder in the 9 years he was in the Navy.
That seems real, actually. Thank you for
so NCIS is fabricated garbage water, in the words Donald Wood. Big fan of the show. Ring Rust.
Thank you for clearing that up, by the way. I see a lot of murder on NCIS. Like, there was a guy got killed like in the 5 seconds I watched before friggin' Raw this
I'm
week.
I'm pretty sure somebody gets killed every time.
That's true, man. There's a lot of blood on that show. Got
they weren't expecting
one.
It to look like that, though.
Right.
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. I got a lot of matches. I didn't actually pick a winner, though. So, whatever. But
let me go first, because I only got a... Well, I'll let you go first.
Fine, go ahead.
No, I got, like...
Well, me to go first? I actually answered this whole email.
I got... Oh!
Oh, shit!
Yeah, you sound like a dickhead. Go ahead.
Throwing stones.
See? You don't think I sound like one anymore.
No, you definitely do.
Or just, like, a little bit.
No, it's believe me, it's possible you both do, and you definitely do.
Yeah, that's why we're a good team.
Yeah.
79%.
The dicks for that team.
Now, what was the dingle... What were the bells? What were the bells...
What the hell are you talking about?
The ding-dongs?
The ding-dongs, yes. You guys are the ding-dongs.
The bells.
Bells go ding-dong! Shut up!
Look at me over here, Mr. WCW guy. What are they, frickin' bells?
Listen, I ignored that pay-per-view. I did not watch that pay-per-view. I'm not watching hardly any Jim Herd stuff. I'm trying to avoid that period of time.
Alright.
Go ahead.
Who's going? Me?
I don't know. People at home are Googling Jim Herd real quick, so go ahead.
Alright. Stone Cold versus Hulk Hogan.
I got that.
Stone Cold wins. The Undertaker versus Sting. The Undertaker wins.
Uh-oh, I see a trend.
The Rock versus Booker T. The Rock wins. Vince McMahon versus Eric Bischoff. Vince McMahon wins. Triple H versus Randy Savage. Triple H is going to win.
Stephanie wins.
she's the guest ref. Forgot to put that there. Mankind versus DDP. Mankind wins. Ken Shamrock versus Goldberg. Ken Shamrock wins. Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart. Kurt Angle wins. New Age Outlaws versus Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. New Age Outlaws win. The Acolytes versus Steiner Brothers. The Acolytes win. Chris Jericho versus Kurt Hennig. It's your opener. Chris Jericho wins. That's my card. You may have noticed. Yeah. That's because WWF won all those matches. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mike Yori, do you have something relevant?
Yeah, I've got. Okay. Steiners versus Harlem Heat versus Edge and Christian versus Dudley's TLC. Rey Mysterio versus Shane McMahon. Raven versus Mankind. Shawn Michaels against Eddie Guerrero. I also had Vince against Bischoff. The Rock versus DDP, which DDP wanted to do, like, People's Champ versus People's Champ type deal.
I had that at first.
Gonna bury you.
Yeah, I'm buried. Go stalk Sarah.
Yep, that's what they did. And then you're gone. Sorry. Like your hard work, leave.
Chris Jericho versus Ric Flair. Triple H versus Hollywood Hulk Hogan, leader of DX against leader of NWO. Bret Hart against Kurt Angle. And then also New Age Outlaws versus Outsiders, Stone Cold versus Goldberg, Sting versus Undertaker.
Okay, I started with Sting versus Undertaker, Hogan versus Stone Cold, Ric Flair versus The Rock.
Wait, you told me that wasn't like a dream match, really.
Hogan versus Stone Cold. If I'm doing Hollywood Hogan versus, I'm trying to use guys. I can only use guys once. So I figured that's one of the biggest matches Cold, a match we haven't seen, right?
You told me like that wasn't.
Originally, I had Ric Flair versus Stone Cold, but I crossed out and did Hogan instead. Ric Flair versus Stone Cold too. Flair versus Rock is what I did instead. Randy Savage versus Mick Foley. Goldberg versus Kane. The Outsiders versus the Hardys versus the Dudleys. Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart. Those are the matches I did.
What was that last one?
Kurt Angle versus Bret Hart.
Just making sure.
Hogan and Stone Cold, right?
Yeah.
He did that too. Do you guys have
79% are over here.
Did both you guys have Sting Undertaker?
At some point in time, we all had it.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean,
we all have.
It's not even fresh
you
anymore.
You sound completely ignorant and stupid. Well, I mean, they are
it's
both.
Probably like only. It's
they
like
are both like 60 years old, so yeah, it's definitely not fresh any longer. But BG, next email, idiot.
That's just mean.
Yikes.
Yikes. I've been watching a lot of Bobby Heenan, so be ready for this, you bozo.
Next email comes from Gavin Becky Lynch. Subject, soundboard idea.
I'm not giving this. No.
No for that?
No, I said no.
I like it.
Yikes.
I was going to call him the last kicker Lynch, but then I was like, that could be issues. Like, I didn't want to do that.
I like that better.
No, because then it would suggest that he, you know, we're not doing.
Okay,
it's a domestic violence suggestion.
Can
we
just go? Can we just go, please?
I'm not about that.
Thank God.
Hey, wrong wristers.
No, we're not doing this.
Long time
idiot.
Listener. First time, blah, blah, blah. Always get a laugh out of your show and think it's cool how you guys get fans involved and make them feel like they're involved in the inside jokes that go throughout the podcast. And if you want more of that, go to patreon.com/ringrustradio.
Oh, goddammit. It was an organic moment. You shilled.
I think it would be cool. I don't know what you're talking about. It was all written here. I think it would be cool to make a soundboard like Donnie is working at the moment on the show, but with different phrases you guys use. If you were to... I mean, like, I don't know why. If this were to come into development, which phrases would be your guys' favorite to include in it? Mine would be, all right out of 10. You're going to have to. It is what it is. In some classic Mike Chiari, Vince Russo impressions, keep continuing to make my commute to college a little more bearable. Gavin Lynch, ring rust.
Ring
rust. Ring rust.
Hey, see, that worked.
All right, I don't know why Cowboy Bob Orton's here, but whatever. Why is your arm still broke? Good.
I miss the all right, guys. We're not really doing it.
I do it all the time. I don't know what you're talking about.
You do it, yeah. Well, no, you know what you do? You go, whoa, guys.
Yeah.
Whoa, I'm always excited.
Like pain.
No, because
it sounds like you're in
that
pain.
That sucks. What you're going to do is you're going to bring back all right, guys, okay?
You're not going to tell me what to fucking do.
But okay.
But yeah, seriously, I will. Go ahead.
That's mine.
Oh, go ahead, Mike. Here.
I want yikes.
Of course, I got yikes, too. Yikes is the flavor of the week.
Nuclear heat.
Nuclear heat's a good... Well, raise the roof is in the same voice.
What's your favorite cartoon cat?
What's your favorite freaking cartoon cat?
Question. And, of course, Fat Midget.
And
that
what,
needs to be out there.
What did we did?
Hey, two of those were mine.
What did we did? What did we did? Several Smarks comments from the past. I think we should go back. I would go through some of those and find some of those classic bits.
Some bacon on that.
Also, I would love to. I think I would love to just tape some voices of the people who I fly out to my office every week, like Dusty and Brock.
Yes.
I mean, Stephanie and Seth, they sit here every week. We don't even talk to these people, and they sit here.
Can you give us a yikes in a Stephanie voice?
Yikes!
Thank you.
Seth, that was Seth. I'm sorry. Seth.
Yeah, I was going to say, is that Steph or Seth?
Yikes! Steph! Steph!
That
it was
sounds
Seth.
Like
Seth!
Steph!
Seth! I spit all over the place. Try to say Steph.
Seth.
Steph. I'm spitting everywhere, dude. Guys, can you please sit down? You're ridiculous. Ah, bruh. You scared me.
That needs to be on there.
If you will. Thank you, Dust. Please organize that. RIP. Is it my email?
Yes.
This is from Mike the Carp Fish.
Whoa.
No.
Subject, our long-term feuds.
No, it's Mike
even...
the Miz Carp. Don't take away his awesome nickname.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't fucking tell you how to run your email section. Don't fucking come
you
in mind and tell me how to
time,
run
actually.
Mine, okay?
You always
this
try
is
to
from Mike the Carp Fish. Are long-term feuds even possible? Dear
no.
Triple R Superstars, do you think...
What's wrong with you?
So much. You want a shorter list? What's not wrong with me? Do you think it's even possible to have a long-term feud that is sustainable with the amount of programming on TV weekly? It's like an oxymoron. The more programming should equal more time for long-term whatever. Back before Raw, two guys in a feud would only interact on specials or pay-per-views. That's not true at all. And you could really extend feuds. Now guys seem to be feuding for weeks. Have a pay-per-view match or two and move on. How can WWE go back and try and do an interesting extended feud? First things first, Mike the Carpfish. is that watching a ton of old stuff? No. Like,
why are you such a jerk to Mike the Miz?
Listen. I'm watching a ton of old stuff right now, and I see these guys feuding with each other every single month. Like, these, you talk about feuds now. We had longer feuds because there weren't as many weekly programs. There weren't as many events overall. You know what I mean? There weren't as many things. Now, yes, TV has made it different, but it's not super difficult to get some things. Here's some ideas I came up with. Stop even Steven booking. Let the top guys be the top guys. Differentiate. Give an upper card, give a mid card, give a true low card, and stop making everybody equal. Build to the future. Let some new guys get some wins. Instead of letting Triple H have a championship reign, why isn't this a top heel? Kevin Owens should have this role or something, especially when you have Undertaker Shane in there. You don't need this. You don't need this at all. Sorry, I'm ranting. Yeah, I think that's it. Build storylines, build characters. That's my thing. Build characters, build storylines. I saw someone say every single segment in wrestling should either build a character or further a storyline. No, but I heard that from somewhere else.
You stole it.
I'm trying to credit someone, but
it wasn't even that good, and you stole it.
Well,
it was just like a fucking obvious thing.
It's like the most obvious thing.
Yeah, but they don't do any of it. What do you mean? I know, but it was a good phrasing of it. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Every segment should either build a character or further a storyline. And nothing does. You want to build storylines? Yeah, if you want to build...
The woodpecker?
Yeah, it's for Mike the Woodpecker Chiari. There's a nickname for you, Dick.
Build a character,
build a storyline. I'm tired, I'm sweaty, dude. This is the first time I've sweated in a while doing the show. I'm pissed off right now, to be honest with you. It's fucking hot. This sucks. Go ahead.
It's definitely trickier to do a long-term feud now without it getting played out because there's so many pay-per-views. I think that's the main issue. But there's ways to get around it. Like, not having guys face each other all the time, like on Raw, on SmackDown. They don't have to face each other every pay-per-view either. Like, you can just build feuds, giving them mic time, doing vignettes, some stuff backstage, on location, outside the arena, all kinds of stuff like that. And you can have them... You can have a guy feuding with somebody, but he doesn't necessarily have to face that guy at the pay-per-view. Like, you can have two feuds going at once, and you're feuding with a guy, and you face him at a pay-per-view, and the other guy that you're feuding with gets involved. It's something that, like, Lucha Underground does often. Like, somebody's feuding with, like, two, three, four people. Mil Muertes is doing it right now, and he doesn't have to face these guys in singles matches all the time. You can build to it very easily, but WWE, for whatever reason, like, they insist, like, we got to give you 3, 4, 5 matches between these guys, and then by the time it happens, you're tired of it. It's kind of like the Jericho and Styles thing. Like, yeah, their match is going to be awesome, and it's a different dynamic now that Jericho's heel, but if they would have not done any matches at all and started with them being like a tag team, then I think it would be a lot more interesting leading up to WrestleMania.
BG?
Better booking?
Yep, that's a good answer. Good answer.
That is a good answer. You know what part of that is? Every segment... should either further a storyline or build
this.
A character.
Not
I heard
this.
That somewhere. Mike Yuri? I'm seriously, it's like ridiculously hot. Why is the weather like this? I'm so... It's
global warming's back, baby!
So the fans know we've had huge tech issues. It's like fucking... We're on like hour 6 of recording the show. And it's not 6 hours long, FYI. I've been sitting since 7 o'clock this morning...
I don't want to hear this.
I am so fucking pissed off. I could fight someone at this moment. I'm very angry, so it's going to get ugly fast.
Fight yourself.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. Go ahead.
This is from Angel the Lucha Ladies Man Meza. Subject is indie wrestling experience. It's a Patreon email.
Yes.
This is hi, Ring Rust Radio.
So I'm pumped about this.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ring Rust Radio. This past weekend, I experienced my best time at an indie wrestling event, and so I wanted to share my experience with you all. PWG All-Star Weekend, night one, okay, during Trevor Leaver's Chuck Taylor, Trevor flipped off Angel, which gave Chuck the chance to throw Trevor to the wall next to him. It's mean.
No, that's pretty awesome. It's really small in that place, so this is all really cool.
He was jealous of his jacket.
He was like, my God, is that a Planet Hollywood? Oh, my God.
Adam Cole versus Zack Sabre Jr. was 20 minutes of amazing wrestling.
I imagine.
Ricochet and Matt Sydal should have beaten the Young Bucks for the tag titles. Agree. But it was still a very good match. Not five stars like Metalzer said. I kept the misspelling in because it was appropriate.
Did he give that five stars? Is that real?
Probably.
I'm trying to look it up right now.
He was front row for that show.
They probably did a Meltzer drive. He's like, oh,
they
yeah.
Hold on. Listen, they did it to like, mock him at first.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, a gig that they, like, do it in front of him and, like, laugh at him. And he's like,
yeah. And he thinks it's, like, a true tribute.
He does. They're mocking him the best. Yep.
So sad. Speaking of Dave Mettler, he was right in front of me after the show talking to the many people surrounding him about his good reporting. While the whole time I was thinking, how drunk are these people? And if I punch him right now, I would feel so happy. But his sheep would just save him. It's all right, Angel. You should have still done it.
No. When I come to L.A. pardon me. When I come
right
to
over
LA,
there?
Yeah, I'm all right. When I come to L.A., I got your back. I'm not a sheep. I'll handle it.
Kind of are.
I'll be like Shane McMahon. I'll just Muay Thai knee some motherfuckers.
Right. Night two. At the end of the night, Zack Sabre Jr. became the new heavyweight champion, defeating Roderick Strong in a physical match for 25 to 30 minutes. I had a great time throughout both nights and cannot really express how happy I was. Also, it was more fun running around trying to get interviews for the show. Thanks for reading. And ring rust.
Ring rust.
I didn't get any interviews, Angel. But thank you for the effort.
Oh, he told us what he did. He was talking to everybody, pitching our names and stuff.
Yep.
And a lot of things that he said are true. I've spoken to Zack Sabre. He doesn't do interviews, but I've spoken to him off the air. And he, like you said, he's focused on wrestling. I love what he's doing, and it's cool to see him getting. I can't wait to see these DVDs.
I'm just saying, like, if I was trying to move up in the ranks, I would be doing a lot of interviews.
Yeah, you know what? You're right, and that's some people. But he's taking a different approach, and he's building a true. Listen, Daniel Bryan, as Bryan Danielson, never did interviews with anyone, and he built quite the rapport for himself without it. So there is a precedent.
Why are we interviewing him?
Kevin Owens, Kevin Steen. Oh, Jesus. Kevin Steen never did interviews.
And then he blocked you.
And then he blocked me because I yelled at him for not doing an interview with me. Yeah.
Rude.
I mean, listen. Whatever. Go ahead.
Next email comes from Nathan, the smart collector, Tomlanovich. Subject: underrated Mania matches. So you all spent like 4 hours last week talking about the top three matches.
That's so real.
And how each is the main event. Past WrestleManias have had multiple main events and big-time matches that drew most of the attention, but I was wondering what some of your best underrated Mania matches are. These are ones that didn't necessarily... Donald, don't struggle too much with that word.
What, necessarily?
Yeah. Oh, get the
saying
billing.
Saying it or understanding it, because I can't do either. I'm just about to say, I don't... Why are there so many S's in an I?
These are the ones that didn't necessarily get the billing, hype, etc. that others on the card got, or ones that just aren't talked about that much. Thanks, Nathan. So this came to mind very easily because for some reason I just really enjoyed it when I watched it live, and then for the following days I watched it again and again. I recently watched it before the show to make sure I still enjoyed it. I still did. Christian versus DDP, WrestleMania 18. It's not a long match. It's only about 6 minutes, but you got two veteran guys that just had... It was a very fluid match. They timed it well, had good pacing. For some reason, it just always connected with me. I really enjoyed it. Always a big fan of Christian, big fan of DDP. So that's mine.
Mike, here?
I also have a Christian match. Christian against Chris Jericho from WrestleMania 20.
Yeah.
That was a really good match with the Trish Factor. And then I got a couple others also. Hogan against Vince from WrestleMania 19. I thought that was a really, really good brawl that's not really talked about that much. And then Diesel against Undertaker from WrestleMania 12. Diesel, Kevin Nash, doesn't get really much credit for his in-ring work, but I would say this was definitely Undertaker's first really good match at a WrestleMania.
Yikes, that's incorrect.
It's not incorrect
Hogan,
at all.
Hogan Vince's, but
maybe
like
learn wrestling, huh?
Yes, take it easy. You do. One Mr. Perfect versus Big Boss Man. It's funny we just mentioned that. WrestleMania 7, 1991. The Backlot Brawl from WrestleMania 12. Well, between Goldust and Roddy Piper. I don't know. That was kind of on the border for me. I don't know. Does that count for this, you think?
Probably.
It was in the middle of that
nobody's
card.
Like
it was
like saying, like, this is the fucking best.
I mean, it was really awesome. I always liked it. Yeah, we mentioned earlier Trish versus Mickey James. I thought that match was really, really good. Yeah, and I'll give you one, Mr. History Man. Mick Foley and Terry Funk versus the Outlaws, WrestleMania 14.
Yeah.
Love that, man.
Dumpster match. Damn right.
So, that was good stuff.
Pay-per-view, though. Not too good.
No, not overall.
No, not overall.
Cool moments. Really cool moments.
Yeah, it has some... Just, I don't know.
Okay. This is... next email is from... here we go. This is how you do a fucking nickname, Goofus. This is from Brian Savio Vega. Nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Did my Kira hang up? I wish.
No, I'm
50
here.
New WWE champions.
Nope.
50 WWE champions.
Yep.
Hey, video killed the Ring Rust radio stars. I like it.
I like it. Yikes.
Okay, enough's enough with that. This with net 6 hours in, and that's my line right there. You just pissed me off saying it. This week you were I'm so angry. I'm sorry. This week you were talking about whether Shinsuke Nakamura could become WWE champion or not, and it got me thinking. Seth Rollins and Roman Reigns were the 45th and 46th men to be WWE champion, not counting the World Heavyweight Championship. I think it would be fitting if Dean Ambrose is the 47th. What are your thoughts on the next four WWE champions? My guess
is... WWE champions.
Four new WWE champions. My guesses are Dean Ambrose, Owens, Wyatt, Baylor, all the way to 50, respectively.
Wyatt for like a month, he said, by the way.
Ignorant. Thanks for being longer than Raw and SmackDown combined. Yikes, he's right. And I said it, now I'm dumb. Brian and Brianna Danielson Vega. Okay, whatever. I like yours better than his, I'll tell you that much. Okay, yeah. So I wrote down here.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Wouldn't Triple H be 47?
New champion. He's already held it. He held it before. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Like, there's been 50 men to hold a championship. Ric Flair does not count more than once.
Yeah.
So I completely misunderstood this.
Okay, well then, here, you'll go third, figure it the fuck out, okay? Okay.
It wouldn't be a show if that didn't happen.
Yeah, for real, that's how we do it. It's okay. It's okay. So my 47th is Ambrose, my 48th is Wyatt, my 49th is Finn Balor, my 50th, Sami Zayn, my 51st,
we're done.
Nakamura, my 52nd, Kevin Owens, my 53rd, Apollo Crews.
So Bray Wyatt never wins it. That's exciting.
Bray Wyatt's my second on the list, Goofus.
I don't think you said that.
Whatever. Take a nap.
You definitely did not say that.
You want to check the tapes? I said Ambrose, Wyatt, Baylor, Zayn, Nakamura, Owens, Crews. Wrote it down, even numbered.
You said
it here.
Owens second.
Get out of my... I didn't. Did I? BG?
I'm not paying attention to you at all.
God damn it. I know, you're doing work. I forgot you fucked up. Mikey, all right?
Well, you went on for like fucking six more than you needed.
I'm giving... I did it so you'd have more options to rebuild
that's
yours.
That's not why you did it.
No, because I cared. I wanted to get to Cruz. I booked to Cruz is what I did, honestly. Because I think he does win the championship. That's
I've got Ambrose at 47.
Shut up.
AJ Styles at 48. Kevin Owens at 49. And Finn Balor at 50.
BG.
Yeah.
I'm just killing more time for you. Go ahead.
Dean Ambrose, 47. 48, Kevin Owens. 49, AJ Styles. 50, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Ooh, yikes. Like it.
Ow.
Okay, is that it for emails?
Have mercy.
What are you, Johnny B. Bad? What is going on
here? No, I'm doing love.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Maybe like learn wrestling.
I don't know, dude. I've watched so much Johnny B. Bad in the last couple weeks. You couldn't tell me otherwise.
It's Uncle Jesse.
I'm about to hit you with oh my god.
Fuller House? Ever heard of it?
No, I haven't. My wife watched the whole season already.
I haven't seen it.
Me too.
You guys are so pathetic. It's hilarious. Guys, you know what? Are we done? That means we're out of here! Host of the most, Donald Wood. Check me out on Twitter at Donald_Wood. Check me out on Forbes, on Bleacher Report, on Travel Pulse, on the internet, everywhere. Just searching Donald Wood. I'm the baddest man in town.
The whole goddamn universe, man.
And Brandon Gowan's mocking.
All right, man.
BG, where can they mock you?
Do that BGNY3, probably.
That's probably a good place to send hate mail. Mike Kiari?
At Mike Chiari, C-H-I-A-R-I. Don't be mean to me, though, please, because I'm really nice. You can also read my articles at bleachreport.com.
Whatever. You're a stupid idiot. Guys, ringrustradio.com. That is not a ratchet website. I know what it's...
Now I'm going to say it all the time.
Hey, you remember
I know
that.
Now that the rumors are out there that it's ratchet, Meltz is reporting that there's some feeling backstage that it could be ratchet. Not...
He said it was ratchet.
Ratchet.
It was ratchet.
It's ratchet insane. By the way, sign up for the website. Go see the AMA results. They were rat shit insane. Ring Rust Radio on YouTube. Guys, do you love our interviews? Do you want to hear them again? They're all there. Stone Cold, Bret Hart, AJ Styles, the best in the business are talking to us, and it's there. Facebook us, guys. We need friends. You need friends. Let's make this partnership happen. Do you have a smartphone? Of course you do. 2016. iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, make it happen in your ears, in your brain, knowledge, take it. At Ring Rust Radio on Twitter. This is perfect. You like this one? I'm on fire. At Ring Rust Radio on Twitter. Email us, guys. RingRustRadio@yahoo.com. God damn, I'm good. Mike Chiari, talk about some t-shirts.
Go to ProWrestlingTees.com/RingRustRadio for all your Triple R gear, your shirts.
Triple R
gear. They're real good. We got 12 of them. We got some awesome designs. Get those shirts. Wear them to WWE shows. Spread the word. Bring a sign that says yikes or ring rust and hold it up a lot
over
the
course
of the show.
Yeah, be Ryan Bailey. Be our buddy Ryan Bailey.
Be that guy.
Be him.
Or girl.
Yeah.
Do it.
Agreed. BG, how do your shirts fit that you ordered?
Tight.
They just went out today.
Kept it tight.
Is that real? Did they really go out today?
Yeah, they responded to me.
Nice. You're going to get him soon.
I'm so excited.
Stupid New York City. BG, speaking of you, patreon.com/ringrustradio. Say some words.
Why was that said?
What, did I hate New York City?
Yeah.
What's the delivery?
You were just trying to say how Philadelphia is New York City earlier in the show.
That's different. Food-wise, they're very comparable, New York City and Philadelphia. So
you're a jerk. patreon.com/ringrustradio is not a jerk. It's a great place to interact with us. Get some rewards for your hard-earned money, such as, hey, we just conducted our WrestleMania match card draft. Next week, we're going to put it all together so you guys can hear it, and then you're going to vote on it. If you donate at least $1 this month, you can vote on it. Also, you heard some Patreon emails today. $5 will get you a guaranteed spot in that section. Hey, if you want to come on and partake in emails, you could do that as well. Go to patreon.com/ringrustradio.
Ringrust Retro, guys, if you're looking to catch up, Starrcade 2000, Heatwave 98. So get on the network. Starrcade 2000, BG, you saw it. What are your initial thoughts? Just quick. You got to get 5 words or less.
Shit.
I feel like that's even too gracious for them.
Rat shit.
It's rat shit insane. That's legitimate. It is rat shit insane. Guys, don't forget the Brown Box special, full of DVDs, merchandise, stuff straight from the companies. You want this, you need this. Guys, help us. We need to reach 100 patrons by WrestleMania 32. Please, please help us. We need this. So get on to patreon.com/ringrustradio. That's how we do. Guys, we are out of here. What song you want to leave with? Any idea? Bray Wyatt's song is really good. Although... Roman Reigns' song was written while he was away.
Exactly.
So this would fit. I think we're going to go Roman Reigns' song because I think it fits.
I wish you would have sang it better. I really do.
I think I sang it awesome.
You sang it horrible.
About?
Sung it like an angel.
I did.
Like a total dick.
Like a dick.
I wasn't eating your dick.
Okay, guys. You know, thank you so much for listening to the show. We really genuinely appreciate you. Taking the time every single week to listen to what we have to say, to interact with us. Without you, we are nothing. So God bless America. God bless you guys. Can't wait to see you next week. And here is the Roman Reigns song with me absolutely hitting it. Watching Raw without Roman Reigns, and all I can do is view his
these matches on the loop and get a tribal tattoo, but it's not the same. It's not the same. I just want someone to say to me, baby girl, I'll make it rain right in this bitch. Yeah, he's gonna spear the world. The ring is his domain. He's the juggernaut of Miss Roman Reigns. I don't understand why some prefer Bray. And I start to complain when there's no reins. I try to compensate for Superman without the cape. So I watch a Wyatt match, but it's a big mistake. 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 All I can say is that the product's pretty lame. Promos via satellite drive me insane. It's not the same. It's not the same. I just want someone to say to me, baby girl, I'll make it rain right in this bitch. Yeah, he's gonna spear the world. The ring is his domain. He's the juggernaut. I miss Roman Reigns. Lord, I miss Roman Reigns. Oh, and I miss Roman Reigns. No, I really, yeah, I really miss Roman Reigns. Oh.